Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Del Mar Look preview of the Saturday card, August 1st, grade one out at Del Mar. And ironically enough, they have last year's Whitney winner, McKenzie, who was out at Del Mar for the Bing Crosby. It's an 11 race card. We're going to kick it off in the opener, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 5.5 furlongs. Claimers in for 16,000, 4, 8, and 3 for me. Victor Show, who's double digit on the morning line, goes out for Owen Hardy, comes off of a victory at Los Al. That was breaking the maiden in the 10th career start. Takes on winners, the restricted kind that makes recent maiden breakers in for a tag very competitive. And Victor Show, we should certainly get the double digit odds here, is my top pick in the opener. For second, number 8 goes out for Mark Glatt. 4th career start, broke the maiden in the second one very impressively. That was first time dirt in mid-May at Santa Anita, then came back at this level for a pricier tag, but a 2L. Was pressing the pace and then backed up. That was a sharp pace. I think it's going to be a little softer here. 4-3rd, number 3, Street Image. Bill Spar sends out this runner off of the victory in the 10th career start. So in Del Mar Saturday opener, it's 4, 8, and 3. On the undercard, we get to race number 2. This is for 3-year-olds. The Shared Belief, named after the outstanding runner, part owned by Jim Rome from a couple of years ago. Short field of 6 in here, going the mile and a 16th on the dirt, and it's 6-5-1 for me. And Chazon for Bob Baffert, brilliant winner in the debut at 2-5. That was on June 6th. Followed it up, taking on winners at 1-10 at Los Al. Scored a victory, making it 2 in a row. Now this offspring of Curlin takes on Stakes Company for the first time. Clearly the horse to beat in here is number 5, Honor AP. And if you look at this, I have to believe that this is the bridge that John Sheriffs is using to get Honor AP from the Santa Anita Derby to the Kentucky Derby. And after a brilliant, brilliant victory in the Santa Anita Derby, the 8-5 morning line favorite is clearly the horse to beat, making the 5th career start. Never been out of the exacta. Two thoughts on this. One is, I think you'd be fortuitous to get the 8-5 in here. But after the big performance in the Santa Anita Derby and the Kentucky Derby on the horizon and the brilliant hands of John Sheriffs, I'm just thinking, boy, if you were going to beat Honor AP in a listed stakes race, today might be the day at Del Mar. And for third, another Bob Baffert, undefeated, untied, unscored upon. Number 1, Uncle Chuck, brilliant in the debut, followed it up with an Independence Day victory in the Los Al Derby. To me, about as good as a listed stakes race gets, especially restricted to 3-year-olds. 6-5-1 in race 2, the Shared Belief at Del Mar. Third race, 2-year-olds, maiden special weights, field of 10 in here, and 10-2-5 are my selections. Doug O'Neill sends out number 10, Dixie's Two Stents. Offspring of Quality Road makes the career debut. Some sharp workouts, including two back, a brilliant from the gate. Fastest of 88 on July 19th at Del Mar. Mario Gutierrez, who is often ridden for the Redham Racing and Doug O'Neill, he gets the call from the attacking outside position. For second, number 2, Richard Mandela sends out the offspring of Into Mischief with steady works leading up to the career debut. I'd like to see if this horse is bet off of the 5-1 morning line price. Some real sharp works for a runner out of the Richard Mandela barn. And for third, Bob Baffert's first turn, number 5, Freedom Fire, 10-2-5 in Del Mar's third. On to the fourth race, we get to the turf course for the first time, a mile and a 16th. These are for starter allowance, 7, 4, and 6. Sly, Richard Mandela's runner, broke the maiden when running for a tag for the first time in the most recent effort. That was June 19th, only the second start of the year. After a return to the races, turf sprint warmed up very nice, I think, off of that effort. Now takes on winners for the first time. For second, Number five, Goodbye Putin. Carla Gaines sends out this runner. One start since late February. A third place finish when racing with blinkers for the first time at Santa Anita. And for third, number six, Bud Knight, going out after a poor dirt performance, gets back to the preferred surface, 7, 4, and 6. On to the fifth in this 11 race card at Del Mar. We have optional claimers in for 40 non-winners of one, other than going the two-turn dirt mile. And as I look down this field, you recognize that the optional claiming isn't relevant. This is an entry-level allowance. 7-2-5 as they go around the complete Del Mar Oval on the dirt. Dreams of Valor. Craig DeLossi sends out this runner who broke through and scored at 50,000 on the turf. And in three subsequent dirt efforts at this level, has hit the board in all of them. Gets back to rooting this afternoon off of two sprints. For second, number two, Tis the Magician. Richard Mandel's runner tried the opening day Oceanside Stakes for the turf debut and was, you know, had a rough go of it after being up on near the pace. Now, this is a horse who finished fourth, beaten fewer than two lengths in the Lewis earlier in the year. Gets back to the dirt, draws inside, could be very tough here with Victor Espinosa back aboard for third. Number five, Polar Wind. Clifford Sice sends out this runner after winning two consecutive races, including a starter allowance, going the 1 mile at Del Mar on the dirt on opening day, 7-2-5 in the fifth. The halfway point, we're going to have fillies and mares, maiden special weights, Dashing Five on the turf, 2-6-7. Big price in here is number two, Miss Malicious. Debuted last October, the offspring of Uncle Mo. The Comet in the Daily Racing Form went nearly 22-1, steady tight at the eighth pole. Brice Blanc will probably fly under the radar screen. He gets them out this afternoon. We're going to see if this offspring of Uncle Mo can show good early speed and throw out that debut. For second, number six, Sweet and Cheeky. Peter Ertin's runner has hit the board in both career starts. Debuted sprinting on the turf at Santa Anita. And then on Independence Day, tried the dirt for the first time, this offspring of Candy Ride. For third, number seven, going out for Phil D'Amato. Nothing in the debut last autumn, sprinting at Santa Anita, but then a sharp return to the races on June 20th, 2-6-7. On to the seventh, we have Cowbreds, going 5.5 on the dirt. Maiden special weights, full field of 10, with the 11 and the 12 being AEs. 7, 9, and 3 are my picks in here. And number seven, Mike Harrington's runner, Will Take a Kiss, adding blinkers after I thought was a nice debut when bet down to 6-1. Going 5 furlongs at La Salle, was up near the pace, tired after that, has had two sharp works since then. So we'll take number seven, We'll Take a Kiss on top. For second, number nine, Taming the Tigress. Peter Miller's runner broke from the rail in a field of 10 on opening day, was the 8-5 favorite. Horrible trip in here, did finish fourth. Probably going to be lower than the 3-1 morning line. And for third, number three, Eddie's New Dream. Ben Cecil's runner, the offspring of Square Eddie, makes the career debut, 7, 9, and 3. Our second stakes race on the afternoon, race number eight. These are two-year-olds, cowbred, fillies, and mares in the CTBA stakes, going 5.5. 2, 7, and 1, my picks in here. And Governor Got Even, that's an interesting name, broke the maiden on debut on May 29th at nearly 20-1. The offspring of Governor Charlie takes on winners for the first time this afternoon after a very nice debut. For second, number seven, I'm So Anna. 8-5 on the morning line, makes the third career start after failing at odds on in the debut at Golden Gate. That was on the synthetic, but first time on dirt, the opposite of running less well. is 10 times the price, well, actually almost 16 times the price, runs a hole in the wind from an inside post position at La Salle, draws off to win by four for third. Number one, Big Andy, makes the third career start, is a maiden, although finished first under the line in the career debut, 2-7-1 in the CTBA. On to the ninth race, we get to the turf, mile 16th. These are for fillies and mares, maiden claimers in for 62.5, 9, 5, and 6. My selections in here. Number 9 is Wild Arch, a big price on the morning line. This daughter of Arch is 20-1. Third career start, has always run for a tag. Roots for the first time today and showed marked improvement in the second career start. Now, that was switching to the dirt. We'll see if that was just based on experience and that this offspring of Arch and out of a Cilic mare likes the turf. But today is the day to get a big price, I think, at number 9, Wild Arch. For a second, number 5, Tagline, runs for a tag for the second time in the fifth career start. Got beat as a 6-5 favorite at Santa Anita in the most recent effort in the tag debut. And for third, number 6, Better With Age, 9, 5, and 6 in the ninth. The feature on Saturday afternoon, and ironically, Whitney Day at Saratoga, we have last year's Whitney winner in here. This is the grade 1, 6 furlong, Bing Crosby Stakes, 9, 4, and 1 in what I must say is a rather beefy field for the Bing Crosby field of 10 entered, and number 9, Collision Illusion, gets my top pick. Won the first two career starts, including the Best Pal last year at Del Mar. Everything went south in the American Pharoah prepping for the Breeders' Cup. Didn't return to the races until May 17th. Very sharp off the bench and then very sharp at 2-5. In the last Barrera. That was at Santina going 6.5. Now this offspring of Twirling Candy makes the third career start. Second time versus Elders. The other one was the allowance comeback race. Flavien Prat's been aboard this season and the career debut. He's going to sit, I think, a very good trip from the outside. For a second, the aforementioned last year's Whitney winner, number 4, McKenzie, 2-1 on the board for Bob Baffert. Returned to the races this year, to the United States after coming back from Saudi Arabia in the Triple Bend, and then ran off the board as the 9-5 favorite in the Metropolitan. Makes the fourth start since being runner-up in the Breeders' Cup Classic. For third, Lexingtonian drew the rail in the Vanderbilt. Scratched out, draws the rail in the Bing Crosby, 9-4-1 this afternoon at Del Mar in the Bing Crosby. The Bing Crosby should take place around 9:30 Eastern time. And wrapping it up, State Breds, Fillies and Mares, maiden special weights, going a mile on the turf, 6-9-7. Get 'em Tiger makes the fourth career start, the turf debut. Has back-to-back runner-up positions, most recently on the synthetic at Golden Gate and on the dirt at Pleasanton. For a second, number 9 on Mars, Phil D'Amato's runner, 5-2 on the morning line, makes the sixth career start after back-to-back beaten favorites, turfing at Santa Anita. For third, number 7, King of Congrats. They add blinkers in the second career start. Debuted going a mile on the synthetic at Golden Gate, 6-9-7. In the 11th and finale from Del Mar.